Chapter 49. New Beginnings. Shining Armor, Vladimir, and Broadsword all stood by several large crates full of supplies at the center of the refugee camp. All were grim-faced as they watched on at the flurry of activities that continued to dominate the camp in the wake of the Badlands Hive's destruction. It had been hours since they had arrived, and temporary accommodations for the homeless changelings were still being sorted out. Medical attention was still being given, and a great many other chaotic activities were underway. The whole situation was a mess. Remember when Equestria was peaceful? Vladimir deadpanned. Shining looked towards the lunar captain. I mean when our greatest task was standing around looking ceremonial and dealing with the occasional thief. Crime in Equestria has always been low. But now we have to deal with threats from thousands of years ago, increasing monster attacks and rampaging changelings tearing things up. Life just couldn't stay simple, could it? You know what it is, don't you? Shining gave an amused smirk. Vladimir raised an eyebrow. What? I cease to be captain of the Solar Guard, and then all this happens, the prince said. I suppose I must be truly missed at the barracks. Broadsword snorted. I object to that. I'm not exactly a slouch, you know, he groused. Shining chuckled. Calm down, Broadsword. You know I'm only kidding. You better be, Broadsword retorted. His eyes narrowed. Shining simply rolled his eyes before they moved around to inspect the tent where Chrysalis was resting in the distance, and where his sister was currently located. Vladimir followed Shining Armor's gaze and saw where he was looking towards. Smiling gently, he gave Shining a thump on the shoulder to gain his attention. She'll be fine, he said.
Huh?
Shining responded.
Who will?
Twilight, Vladimir explained. Chrysalis too, I'll wager. The changeling royals are pretty much their equivalent of alicorns. Ergo, really tough stuff. They'll be fine.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. But for Twilight's sake, I truly do hope for Chrysalis to recover.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not like I don't care for Chrysalis' well-being, but...
Really? Vladimir said. You didn't even invite her to your wedding.
It's been 2 years. Times change. Our ill will towards her is long faded. And since I'm the one saying that, you better believe it.
Vladimir hummed in contemplation. Can't have been easy, especially considering what she did to you.
We're going on a tangent, Shining groaned slightly. Point is, Twilight has never lost any pony close to her before. Especially not that close. In these last 2 years, I've never seen her so happy. She had her friends and a fully complete family for the first time in her life, both changeling and otherwise. And she's bonded with her mother. They spent a lot of time catching up on the time they lost due to the shortage. To lose her now?
Vladimir and Broadsword glanced at one another before the former gave a nod of understanding. I see. She really tells you a lot.
Of course. I'm her BBBFF. You write all the time and visit when possible. That and it's a big brother's job to notice these things.
Broadsword smiled. You remind me of my sister. I suppose all siblings are like that, Vladimir said. Shining Armor solemnly shook his head, pointing towards the tent where Chrysalis lay.
Not all siblings. That Queen Crudelis killed Twilight's grandmother, her own sister. And now with what she did to Chrysalis.
All right, not all siblings then, Vladimir conceded.
Ugh, how could any pony do that in their own family?
Speaking of family, Broadsword allowed himself a smile as he saw a pony of white and red out of the corner of his eye.
There you are!
Scarlet shouted as she ran up to her husband and caught him in an embrace.
Ugh, we've been looking everywhere!
Saronis and Poilula were just behind Scarlet, greeting the group as they arrived, Poilula snugly sitting on her sister's back.
How's your trip over?
Broadsword asked his wife.
As comfortable as one can be in a flying box.
S- Scarlet giggled, her face falling a moment later.
Have you seen this place? I've served in the EOP for years, and I've never seen anything like it. Mr. Prince Pony?
Palula called out to Shining Armor.
Why do all these changelings look sad?
Shining scratched the back of his head as he considered how to answer the question.
They're just tired, Palula.
Saronis was the one to answer.
It's been a long day for all of them. Why?
The nymph asked innocently. You sure do like asking questions. Vladimir tried to change the subject. Do you want to be an investigator when you grew up? Palula puffed her cheeks up.
No, I want to be a princess.
Vladimir rolled his eyes as chuckles rolled through the group. Changeling or pony, little girls will be little girls, he mumbled to himself.
And what would you do as a princess?
Scarlet asked the nymph. Palula thought long and hard before finally giving her answer.
Well, I always wanted a pony.
What?
Anyway.
Saronis rolled her eyes dramatically.
What happens now?
Well, we'll sort you out a place to stay until this mess is cleared up, Shining told her. And once Twilight is free, and her mother up and about, we'll get you inducted into the hive, all right?
Saronis gave a grateful smile.
I appreciate everything you've done for us. When our home was destroyed, I thought we were finished. Nah,
Palula dismissed.
I had my big sister to protect me.
Vladimir stood next to Shining Armor as they watched Palula and Saronis continue to converse with Scarlet Snow and Broadsword.
You know, Vladimir started, when I see you in Twilight, and then Saronis and Palula, I see how siblings are meant to be.
Shining smiled.
Those two will be safe now, once we get the hive back on its hooves.
We're not out of the storm yet, Shining, Vladimir noted.
No, not yet,
Shining responded with a hint of determination.
Queen Draco, it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Celestia bowed her head slightly as she and her fellow princesses approached the changeling queen.
Ah, Princess Celestia.
Draco returned the gesture before looking towards the other two.
And you two must be Princesses Luna and Miamore Cadenza. It's just Cadence, please.
Cadence said with a smile.
Why? Part of your full name is given from your ancestor, Queen Amore.
Cadence blinked.
You know of Queen Amore?
Draco nodded.
Well, of course. My mother often traded with the Crystal Empire before I was born. At least she did so before that king took over everything, taking advantage of the chaos that creature Discord had subjected Equestria to. In Discord's defense, he has improved immeasurably since that time,
Celestia noted.
So, changelings did trade for love from the Crystal Heart?
Cadence asked.
Indeed,
Draco confirmed. She furrowed her eyebrows in thought.
So the stories were true. Interesting. A discussion for another time,
Luna interrupted.
For now, I believe we have business.
Celestia nodded in agreement.
My sister is correct. We need to discuss the immediate future of these changelings. And while Chrysalis and my former student are unavailable, it's you, Draco, we must discuss it with. I am running things right now,
Draco said.
What is it exactly you want to discuss? First off, may I inquire on the state of Queen Chrysalis?
Luna asked. Draco simply shrugged.
I know just as much as you do. You'll just have to wait. Then why don't we move on straight to the obvious? Where the changelings will live?
Cadence suggested.
That does seem most prudent,
Luna agreed.
We do already have a place in mind we have discussed while waiting to meet with you. You have a place in mind?
Draco inquired, while at the same time using her magic to move over a crate of supplies to be unloaded and given out. The group watched the drones begin their work for a moment before Celestia answered.
Yes, we do. And where is this location?
Draco asked.
A couple of miles inland. About halfway in between here and Fort Hurricane, there is a system of caves.
Luna continued where her sister left off.
These caves run deep and have plenty of room for construction. Even a hive far larger than the one needed for Chrysalis's hive could fit in there, so there's plenty of room for growth. On top of that, within these caves runs an underground river, just like the Badlands hive, so there is plenty of water. For some work, agriculture could also work, and food could be grown. But until that time, Equestria will be willing to provide continued relief efforts. And love from the Crystal Heart, too,
Cadence added.
Draco thought to herself for a moment.
I believe my friend Queen Chrysalis would find that acceptable. However, she will likely want to inspect the cave system first. It's better to make a decision based on first of experience, as opposed to second of knowledge. We understand,
Celestia stated, nodding her head.
Oh, and Princess Cadence.
Draco addressed the youngest of the three.
Yes?
Cadence looked up at the taller changeling queen.
I would also very much like to reopen my hive's deal with the Crystal Empire, trading for love energy from the heart. Twilight did suggest as such during the council.
Cadence smiled.
I'm sure something can be worked out. Thank you.
Draco nodded.
Many hives still believe isolationism is the way our race should live, but our numbers have dwindled. We're still not in immediate danger. Yet. But given time, that lifestyle will continue to kill us. It's high time we reintroduced ourselves to the world. No more hiding. I'm glad you feel that way, Queen Draco,
Celestia said.
Perhaps your example will spur more queens to see the reasoning behind it. Perhaps,
Draco hummed.
But then again, perhaps not. About 3,000 years of tradition isn't so easily wiped away. 3,000 years?
Luna said questioningly.
Just how much has your race dwindled in that time? About a third,
Draco replied,
the rate of which increased as time went along. I see,
Luna said.
I must also bring up one concern surrounding this Queen Crudelis. And what may that be?
Draco asked.
What if she is to pursue Chrysalis and Twilight to Equestria? She does seem to be the ruthless type. Yes,
Draco frowned darkly.
She has a strange hatred for them both. It is very possible helping them will put you in the firing line. I see,
Celestia sighed.
Then again,
Draco started,
she doesn't exactly like you ponies either. It wouldn't surprise me if she has intentions of destroying you too. She did try to set up a war between us and Chrysalis,
Luna pointed out.
I don't understand.
Cadence narrowed her eyes in annoyance.
What is her plan exactly? Even if she has the largest hive, Equestria is still far larger and better equipped. In all-out war, it would take the combined might of all the changelings to overpower us, at least without any treachery on Crudelis's part. Neither would the Council support such brash action,
Draco noted.
She is ruthless, true, but she's not usually stupid. She must have some plan in place. Not usually?
Luna raised an eyebrow as she noted Draco's choice of words. Draco nodded with a small smirk.
I have noted that when she gets particularly angry about something, she does begin to make mistakes. Act brashly.
Celestia hummed in contemplation.
Interesting. But perhaps...
Celestia was interrupted when another voice made itself known.
Princess Celestia, a word please.
Cardus asked as he approached.
Captain Cardus?
Celestia greeted.
Your Highness, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Cardus asked, his expression cold and angry.
Captain, what's wrong?
Draco inquired.
What has happened now?
The Queen requires the presence of Princess Celestia,
he reported.
Immediately.
The group shared glances, but Celestia gave a nod.
Very well. Take me to her.
Follow me,
he said.
Wait!
Luna placed a hoof on her sister's shoulder.
I'm coming too.
Celestia looked towards her younger sister in confusion.
Luna? I just got a very bad feeling. I'm coming.
Celestia looked towards Cardus, who gave a nod to say it was all right.
Very well. Come then, sister. I believe we can discuss that trade deal in the meantime,
Caden suggested.
That should do fine,
Draco said.
Give Chrysalis my regards.
Celestia and Luna turned away from Draco and Cadence, and followed closely behind the changeling. As they walked through the camp, they began to notice something was off. The drones seemed to be in a state of shock. Some were in tears, while others were fuming with barely contained rage. Celestia and Luna shared a look as they observed this, and saw both the EUP and Draco's changelings look around just as confused as the two princesses.
Captain, is there a problem here?
Celestia asked. Cardus did not answer. Instead, he continued to walk. Soon enough, their destination was in sight. A new tent had been set up. Guards and magical wards covered the area. The tent was a large structure of black, green, and blue on the outside, though as they were led inside, they saw the interior was more of a brown color and was brightly lit. A large war map was in the center, as a newly constructed throne sat at the very end. When the princesses saw the queen that sat in that throne, they froze in place, shock evident on their faces. It was a queen that looked furious beyond all possible boundaries, a pain burning in her eyes, and a need for one thing: revenge.
While we mourn the passing of Queen Chrysalis, today a new era begins. All hail Twilight Sparkle, Queen of the Changelings.